The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
One of the first acts Donald Trump took as president was to put a freeze on hiring in federal government agencies. Then his White House staff began redacting and erasing climate science from government websites and past agency tweets. Then an email surfaced where the White House put independent inspector generals on notice that they should look for work elsewhere. Virginia Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly says a chill is running up the spines of many federal employees.
There's fear, there's concern, there's anxiety, there's confusion, there's determination, there's anger. I mean, it's a lot of different emotions, right, being experienced by a workforce that feels under siege.
Before Trump took office, his transition team was rebuffed when they requested the names of those who worked on international climate change negotiations. But now many in that transition team are holding the reins of power, which Virginia Democrat Don Beyer says has resulted in a flurry of calls and emails to his office.
A lot of off-the-record friends, anonymous phone calls to our office, especially from EPA people. And they're very concerned about what they perceive as gag orders, and they're terrified of the politicization. And they read these stories where the head of the transition wants to cut two-thirds of the staff, so every one of them is terrified that they're suddenly going to be unemployed.
Republicans, though, see things differently.
The government does not exist to have the employees all feel like it's Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
That's Southwest Virginia Republican Morgan Griffith. At the start of the new Congress, he led his party in implementing a rule to make it easier for Congress to fire federal workers and to cut individual departments. Griffith says federal workers aren't his top priority.
I am sorry if they're stressed. But we have a duty to make sure that we're moving the country in the right direction. And if that means rearranging our priorities, then that's what we have to do.
As for the potential for firings, Griffith says federal workers shouldn't be coddled.
It's part of the nature of being employed is that if your company, in this case the government, has a shift in direction, there's going to be a little bit of time period for a shakeout. And sometimes that means fewer employees.
But Democrats argue the GOP is misguided to take aim at federal workers. Virginia's senior Democratic Senator Mark Warner says there are many federal workers whose roles help save the government money.
And there are areas, like cutting employees at the IRS, that actually cost the government money because you can't do the tax enforcement. There's been estimated that we have about a $300 billion a year tax gap between what is owed and what is paid. The IRS doesn't have the employees to do it. We're not going to collect that, and that gap is going to get bigger.
Warner is going a step further than many in his party. His office is setting up a hotline for disgruntled federal workers to blow the whistle on the new administration.
I also want to make sure that federal workers feel they can contact my office, and we'll be rolling out in the coming days both website contacts and phone contacts so that if they feel like they're under assault, we can take their cases and try to stand up for them.
Federal workers aren't going to go away over the next 4 years, but it doesn't seem like the debate over their usefulness will either. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.